Arizona State.
Right.
I'm a Sun Devil, man.
State of the Sun Devils with Jeremy Schnell, Jesse Morrison, and Mitch Bareldes, an Arizona sports podcast.
Take a lot of positives for this game, especially
shooting camp to kind of be the front runner for the most part of camp, but I haven't seen that guy yet. And I'm starting to worry a bit because he's going to be the guy going forward as far as we know. Yeah, a couple things. I'll say this, guys. What I saw on the field today is that if ASU did not take the sacks, did not turn the ball over a couple times, they would have won this game. I saw
that. One of the turnovers, Jeremy, was that the ASU, I believe it was after the interception, they stopped.
Yeah.
You see, on fourth down,
it was a huge
thing. They did not score. So, if they had, like,
I don't know, the 6 minutes or whatever it was, where ASU had the ball, they were down by 2 scores, 3 timeouts, and then their offense was just running in slow motion. Like, you know, they had a chance to come back, score, try it on second. Even if they had all three of their timeouts, they could have tried to stop at USC. But
if ASU had caught the quarterback, they probably would have won this game. That's all I'm saying.
I pointed it out on, like, X sector, but I don't even know what to call it. But
Twitter, the way that if you look up Twitter.com,
you get
yeah,
I saw that later. That's not the point.
The point is, just letting everyone know,
watching this dealing in offense tonight, boy, is it a bummer that we might not get to see Rashawn again this year. Because I would kill to see Jaden Rashawn run this offense, because if that's what it looked like tonight, can you imagine what this offense is like next year when Rashawn has a full season with it? I can only imagine how many points they're going to score.
And here's my final thing on Prime, and then I'll ask you guys, who gives ASU the best chance to win a quarterback next week, assuming that Trent DeBourgie is not
available? Well, isn't that a boot? Can't stat a boot. I mean, he was 2 for 3 with 42 yards, and he missed the touchdown.
I'm on a single wing with Kansas Adebu.
I'm not kidding.
I'm asking a question.
I'm not kidding. Kansas Adebu, single wing.
I don't. Here's the thing. I don't have enough information on Conover. And Jacob, this isn't a knock on him. He hasn't been getting a ton of reps with the first group. And if he's going to be the starter, he needs more opportunities with the first group.
That's
the
rare thing against
Cal. I think you're kind of stuck with Pine unless Dillingham makes a rash decision to try Jacob Conover with the ones this week ahead of Cal.
I decided I want to know the status of Trent Bourget. Did anyone ask about that?
No, no one asked about that. He was not in a boot today.
He can do what he needs to do, which is just get the offense down the field. He can do, and he can lead the team on long drives that take the clock. They scored today, but it wasn't exactly in a long drive.
And then 56 in their first 3 weeks of the season.
But they did that against much less or opposed.